This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever you are. So good to be with you. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. Obviously, a lot has happened in the last 96 hours or so since Friday, since the release of the famed memo. Today is a special broadcast. We could talk about a lot of things. We could talk about the news. I've gotten a lot of emails over the past, 18 months that we've been together about things we can do. Where are we? People very concerned. This is a special broadcast. Please pay attention to the things we're going to discuss today. Please consider them. Please prayerfully consider them. I feel they are of the utmost importance, and I'm going to go a little deeper, more precise with information and the things that we've discussed probably than ever before. So, there you go. In 1785, about 9 years after the Declaration of Independence. At that same time, right before the Declaration of Independence, Adam Weishaupt, he restored a group. It's really an old group. It's not new, but restored a group of ancient origin, and he called it the Illuminati. Their aim was total control, a one-world government, what have you. 9 years after that, 9 years after the Declaration of Independence, ironically the same year they were established, 9 years, a courier from the Bavarian Illuminati was moving important documents from Bavaria to France that detailed the taking over the French government, starting a revolution, certain orders to infiltrate the Bavarian government, that this Illuminati would get in and take power, consolidate power, and to usurp authority from the people and to control the masses. He was bringing it to France. There were rumors, there were teachers of prestigious universities that had spoken out, that had been approached by this organization. They went to key people, key thinkers, and tried to get them and tried to use them so that they could use their talent to infiltrate the world with this proposition, this Illuminati, illuminated, satanic, Luciferian proposition. As a man named Lance was riding to Bavaria with this, the providence of God struck, and I mean literally struck. A lightning bolt struck the man dead on his horse while he was riding with the documents. What had been a rumor, what had been speculation, what had been a conspiracy theory. When a farmer found this man dead, and then saw his papers trying to identify what was going on, he immediately called the authorities. What was a conspiracy theory was now a fact. The Illuminati was operative. Their designs, how they operated, were made manifest to the Bavarian government, and they were sought after. Many of them were killed. The leader fled. It was a singular moment in the world's history where the liberty of the people was certainly under trial, and the absolute universe literally struck a lightning bolt to alert the rest of the people what was going on. We know since that point, through many of the guests have been on here, 18 months or so I've been on this radio show, I've interviewed all sorts of people from all walks of life and all angles of this conspiracy. The idea to take our liberty, take our crown, take our authority has been in full effect. You've seen the conspiracy to rob America, to take our Declaration of Independence, take our Bill of Rights, throw it in the trash, and replace it with a world government, to bring in, use Islamic forces, use Islamic refugees, to take over the religion, then get rid of all religions and bring in a one world religion, a one world satanic, universal, everybody's happy type religion. That's been the plan. How do I know? Well, one way is because a lightning bolt struck this guy dead in 1785, and everybody found out. And nobody could believe it. They alerted the French government, and the French government blew it off because they couldn't believe it. Yeah, think about that. If you remember the story of Joshua and Caleb, I am poised now to kind of give you a report of where we are. We are at a crossroads. The moment of truth in the American experiment is close to upon us. If you remember in the Bible, the story of Joshua and Caleb, all the scouts went to the land of promise to give a report back to Moses and the people about what they saw in the promised land. All of them said, well, almost all of them said that we felt like we were grasshoppers in their eyes and they saw us as grasshoppers. You know the meaning of this. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that said, as the Lord God liveth, we can wipe them out. I am here to tell you, if we look at the New World Order like we are grasshoppers in sight, then they will look at us as grasshoppers. As the Lord God liveth, we will, can wipe them out. There is a war on right now, and you are commissioned to enter and to participate in this on a greater level than you ever have before. The last election, Trump, I was with Joyce that night. Everybody I talked to after, pretty much who had any kind of level of conversation about it, they told me that they prayed for either one, Hillary not to get in, or two, Trump to win, or basically for America to be forgiven and to overcome and to go back to, you know, legality, law, righteousness. Almost everybody, without question. They begged. I mean, they prayed. It was a seminal moment in American history. And it let the doorway in to all that we see now and the possibilities. But even with that, we've never been more in danger than we are right now. I mean, we have China sitting there. I mean, a whole nation, a billion plus people who the business, as Gerald Celente said, the business of China is business. And they're pretty cutthroat. And they have an advantage over us, the state-run government, that everybody in China is, of course, Chinese. And everybody in America is all kind of things. They're unified. Whether it's a good unification or what, they're unified, at least on that level. They're all Chinese. And so they have that going for them, that unity. And really, that's, you know, that's another side note, but that's probably one of the biggest arguments against immigration, the way we've had it, is because it's diluted and changed our culture. Why would we want to change our culture? I have no idea. I've told you for about as long as we've been here on this show that a dam is weakening and is about to break. The illusion, these lies that the CIA, the corporate media, the pharmaceutical companies, the government, these controllers, these people in our lives that think that they know how to run our lives better than us, the tapestry of lies that they have woven that has held the dam up to the truth and to the power and to the ingenuity that is in us is about to break. It's almost going to break. But at the same time, there's a, you know, a sword hanging over our head. Which will happen first? In the Bible, this is very important, ladies and gentlemen, these points that I'm going to bring up to you now. The first part of the Bible, it says, in the beginning, God created man in his own image. Now, as you go back and look to the root, I'm not saying that God didn't create man, but what it's insinuating, it's not saying that God created man, period, then God created him in his image. It's saying God created man in his image. It's suggesting that God took man, this creation, and put his image inside it, put his divinity within it. That's what the root, the Hebrew, goes back. The Messiah in Jerusalem, when he was about to be stoned, he was accused of blasphemy. His defense, as they picked up the stones to kill him, was, well, isn't it in your law that says you're gods? And they all didn't know what to say, and they dropped their stones. Probably the most, one of the most controversial scriptures in all the New Testament by scholars, preachers, everybody, is Psalm 82, the chapter. It says, ye are gods. Nevertheless, ye shall die as a man. That's suggesting that although we are a man, or we think we are men, we're going to die like a man, but we're not men at all. We're something else. We're gods, lowercase gods. We're sons of gods. We're daughters of gods. The legal definition of human, and I know that we've discussed this, and many of you have heard these things before. This is the battleground that we're talking about. Who are you? The legal definition of human in many, many legal dictionaries, especially as you go back 50 years, 100 years, whatever, human is a monster, or it's a beast, or it's an animal, basically livestock. It can't inherit anything, and it's just, it's an animal. So are we an animal, or are we a son and daughter of God? In America, the man who manifests the belief of the American people and put pen to paper was Thomas Jefferson. And he forever immortalized the words, "We hold self-evident, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." It is the greatest achievement by a society, greatest cultural achievement in recorded history, that document and what America did. He was not acting alone, but manifesting the beliefs in the hearts and the minds of the American people. He says in one declaration that you are not humans per se, at least by that definition, the idea that you are a beast, that you are an animal, that you can't inherit anything, that you are livestock, but that you are endowed by a creator, something different. You can call a son and daughter of God. You can use whatever word you want. I'm not trying to divide you here, but you get the juxtaposition that I'm posing. He declared that. That is the law in the United States of America. The Bill of Rights protects that status. Why have I begged you? You have a copy of the Bible in your home, more than likely. Why? Why do you? Ask yourself. Probably because you value it. You think it's the Word of God. You think it's important. Tradition, your family, whatever. Whatever the reason. Why don't you have a copy of the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence up, visible, on your wall, on your refrigerator? Why don't you? Because it protects the stature of who you are. Dear God, do you understand how magnificent and important that is? Let me go further. Yuri Bezmenov, got a couple minutes before the break, and then we'll continue this. Yuri Bezmenov, we discussed him in detail. He'll spend 3 hours explaining how America's been broken down ideologically, how to get the idea and the concepts of a country to go down to social justice and social equity and to socialize a country and take it from freedom to complete totalitarianism. He'll tell you, it'll take about 3 hours, and he can give you a pretty good idea. At least an overview idea. How do you stop that for America? He'll tell you in 30 seconds, not even, give you two things. One, tell you the absolute dangers of socialism. And two, to immerse America in the founding principles of this country. Those two things are the solution. What is socialism? I'm going to go even deeper into this so that you understand and put it in the context of the definition of a human. Who are you? Why do you think Darwin... Ask yourself, why is evolution so hard pushed on the American people and the students and in the school since the mid-late 1800s? It even got into our law, then it became in the courts where, well, evolution, the things can evolve, even the law can evolve, all those things. All those concepts began to change America. Hold that thought, and I'm going to put them together. And you're going to see. And then we're going to talk about the law of 10%. And we're going to talk about where we are and what you can do. And I mean, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm standing here, we were at war. And the crucial point of American history since the revolution is about to happen. Stay tuned.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, techniques and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 23 minutes after the hour, across the globe, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to us, thank you. Special broadcast today, we're going over some very important details and describing this in the American experience and where we are. We're at war. Donald Trump is standing against the New World Order, no matter, you know, I've heard for so many months, well, he's this, he's that. Let me tell you what his actions are proving. He's against the New World Order. And all of them are combining in some God only knows way below the surface to stop this and stop this tide. But it cannot be stopped if you don't let it stop. And I'm explaining this in detail and how I know you will win. I know you will win. It is the law in America that we have an endowment above man, out of man's touch, unmitigated, unalienable, cannot be bothered, and we're subject to that only to our Creator. We believe that. That's not my opinion. And all these atheists and things that they want to say, they can say whatever they want. They don't know anything about America. That's the law in America. Just read the Declaration of Independence, the unanimous declaration, which is the charter of our nation. The Bill of Rights support that law. That's why in the Bill of Rights, it doesn't tell you or me to do anything. It's all about what the government cannot do. It's a body of negative law. The government can't do these things, period. Why? Because the government's not our daddy. It's not our master. We have seen increasing attacks on whiteness, our culture, Robert E. Lee, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, what have you. Rudy Martinez in the Texas State newspaper wrote about white DNA being an abomination, how we have an unreasonable loyalty to a country that was never great and that wants to annihilate whiteness. The editor the next day writes that they apologize for causing so much division. This is meant to spark discussion and points of agreement so we can better come together on race relations. Really? Are you kidding me? There is no reconciliation. Get it through your head. There's a growing force on that side, that social justice, social equity, listen to Yuri Bezmenov. These are the same words, the same tactics, exactly that the Soviet Russia used, that China used, Nazi Hitler used to some degree. They're using the exact same words. Social justice, social equity. There is no reconciliation. Socialism, Yuri Bezmenov again. You must alert people to the dangers of socialism and why people like Rudy Martinez, he can take his whole family, they can get on whatever donkey they came over on here, and they can get their behind back to where they came. Now, many of you listening may think I'm being too aggressive, I'm being too mean, I'm being too harsh. I'm not even being harsh enough, not even beginning. Socialism is saying that you can take my money, basically. I mean, there's different forms of communism, whatever, but basically, the government has the authority to take my money, to take my endowment, my wealth, what I've built, my ideas, ignore them, and take from me and build a social structure that they seem to deem fit necessary over me. That they have a right to rule over me because they know how to run my life better than I do. This is completely opposite to the Declaration of Independence. If they would teach our children that in school, they could see the difference. And put it to them like that, like they did my grandfather when he was a young boy who was born in 1922, a lifetime ago. That's what they taught him in school. Our rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. Now they teach social justice is there, and we must bow to it to help everybody. Because, like I described the definition of human, and the definition that the Bible says of who you are either a beast, a monster, or you are, which is cattle, your livestock, and it's by social justice, social equity, because one cow shouldn't, if one cow benefits, all the cows should benefit. They're going to take your endowment, your independence, and then use it to rule over you. That is called natural selection. Do you see why Darwinism is so important and pumped into school so much? Because you have to be a beast for you to buy into that garbage. I don't care what the reason or what the justification that you may have or any Rudy Martinez or all the ilk of him. You don't have a right. Thomas Jefferson said it's sin for you to make me pay for something I don't agree with. Why are they taking our money, our resources, our talent, our development? What is the government? The government doesn't do anything. They're a parasite which feeds off the people, which takes our energy and then pays for abortions that I don't want paid for. Why? Because they look at us like we're livestock. I challenge every preacher in this nation, and you sit there and you think you cannot play the political game or get involved in this, you are either a livestock by a legal definition, or you are a child of God. Why is socialism so dangerous? Because it characterizes and put you in a box of who you are. That you are not a sovereign without subjects, as John Jay declared, the first Supreme Court Justice. That you are not endowed by a creator, but that you are subject to a social construct where the state rules over you and your endowment. And that you are cattle, ladies and gentlemen. It is evil. It is disgusting. And it cannot be accepted anymore. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I'd like to remind everybody of the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. One of the ways that we have been controlled and we have been weakened is medically industrially. All the products that you get there, naturally, 20-plus years of testimonies of people of how their lives have been changed, their lives have been blessed. Please give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. I'll go into more details the next break. Give her a call. I don't want to break this momentum. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we attain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. That's, of course, Thomas Paine from The Crisis. The pen of Thomas Paine was one of the major factors of our revolution and the ideas and the concept. I'm going to go into an idea about the law of 10% and what that means and how that affected the American Revolution and how it affected now and just how, I won't say dire, that's not the word, how right now this is and you're sitting at your home and the TV works and the cable comes on and the Super Bowl was on yesterday. There is a war, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is standing there like a colossus. I'm judging him by word and by deeds. And I thank God every day that Donald Trump is there in the position he is to stand against the New World Order with these positions. Do I agree with everything? No. It goes without saying. I'm not even going to stop. I'm stopping saying that. I am on board. I am 100,000% behind him. And I pray for his righteous execution of policies every day. Every day, and I hope that you do also. The law of 10%. Social scientists have found this out. Governments, they even put it in high-level military books. The law of 10%. When there is a concept, an idea, that 10% of the population is committed to, the idea spreads exponentially and becomes the majority view very quickly. I'm not even going to give them the credit. These socialistic, technocratic, maybe demon-inspired, UFO alien colluding people, possibly, that want to take our government, take our souls, use our whole planet, really, they understand this perfectly well. Why do you think they control, trying to control social media? Why do you think they control CNN and the like and William Covey and the Kelby's talked about the CIA and every news outlet? The ideas and the things that you believe are the most important and powerful things in a war. When 10% of the population believes, not believes, is committed, convicted, there's a difference between a belief and a conviction. When 10% of the population is convicted with an idea, it will soon become the majority opinion and the majority belief. We have seen that recently with ideas, you know, 30 years ago, if you said the government's completely corrupt, the FBI is a cesspool, and the government's trying to take everything from us. Most people would laugh at you. Today, it's like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. You can see it. In the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers tapped into something and they pushed that idea, this concept. Thomas Paine pushed it. Samuel Adams pushed it. Thomas Jefferson pushed it by their writing. They were aggressive. The Boston Tea Party, by their propaganda that they were using, they pushed that idea so hard that they were free, the monarchy was offending God, and that they deserved their own will to be manifest, the endowment of God to them. That was the idea. They believed it so viciously and vigorously and completely that it infected more than 10%, and at that point the majority started to open to the idea, and the 2% that started the war and picked up a rifle, they changed everything. As Victor Hugo says, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Let me explain this to you now. From that point until now, the people who want to control your life, the Illuminati, the no good, no do-gooders that are in Congress, whatever, any of these people, they have to take this protection and this law and this idea, they have to take it from you. This last election should have exhilarated you, but it also should have scared the hell out of you. There were masses of young people, college-age students, that were supporting Bernie Sanders. And I understand the reason they're disillusioned with, and as many of our listeners are, please don't, I want you to listen, please listen to me what I'm explaining to you. This is not about personality and certainly not about political parties. Bernie Sanders is two steps away from a full-blown communist. And we have these young people because of social justice training from the schools that have been mirrored after Soviet training and Chinese training and Nazism, really. He's two steps away from a communist. If Hillary would have let him win, they may have won the whole election. Look at the young people and the ideas, like Rudy Martinez. That is why I am just denouncing that moron as much as possible. Somebody who gets on TV or writes in the paper and says that white DNA is abomination, your country was never great, and we're going to get rid of whiteness, and we're going to get social equity and social justice for everybody. Those people who are spouting this, you don't understand it or not, but their teachings are your mortal enemy. Because the race is on right now. I told you the dam's about to break, the dam of the lies. What's going to come behind it? These wannabe controllers understand this law of 10%, and the race is on. We have been ripped from us our heritage and our foundation. Why does Yuri Bezmenov say you got to submerge yourself in these founding principles again? Why do you have to know the dangers of socialism? Okay, once you know these things, you're immune. You become immune to any of this. every preacher who hears my voice today or who in contemplation thinks about their position and their relationship to God and their duty to their flocks, you must explain in a political paradigm the control mechanism that is trying to create a choice between you being a livestock or a child of God, or you're not doing your duty, or what good are you? Can you answer me that? The race is on for this 10%, this convicted. You're seeing people like Rudy Martinez, and I don't know him. There's a lot of people that absolutely believe that. Of course, there's a lot of wannabe controllers who don't believe that. They believe in the process of that so they can control you. Two different things. They believe in the ideology, people like Rudy Martinez, probably. I don't know that, but probably. There are a lot of people that believe that. That number is growing, ladies and gentlemen. When it hits 10%, who's going to hit 10% quicker? Are they going to hit 10% that socialism is the way to go, that social justice, and that we need to give our power over to the state, and the Constitution needs to be thrown into the trash? Do you hear these things coming out of the corporate media? They should make you about go nuts when you hear this. Because the race is on to hit that 10% mark so then it can explode. And as the older generation dies, they know ahead of that. Why is Michael Moore so cocksure when he's out there talking about these things? Because the white population is going to be replaced. Because the population demographic is against us, ladies and gentlemen. Because we've sacrificed the minds of our children at these schools. Will they be convicted 10% before our side will be convicted 10% that we are children of God, endowed by a creator, that the Declaration of Independence is law, and that the Bill of Rights is absolute, and that these people serve us and not the vice versa, that we're sovereigns without subjects, only subject to our creator. That is it. You must believe it and be so convicted in it. When you hear something like Rudy Martinez, when you're in a circle of your friends and you hear somebody bring up something like that, you got to say politely or rudely, I don't care how you say it at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a war. And if you want to try to change Rudy Martinez's mind, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Start with the people you know. That's why they got to get rid of religion. Because religion, by its very definition, gives them a higher allegiance than the government can ever obtain. Right? Your allegiance is to God and to each other instead of, you know, you can argue back and forth about that, whatever. But that's the basic premise of it, right? You have an allegiance to God and to each other, to your community, to your parish, and not to the government. That's higher than the government. Okay, so they have to get to that. Those are the people you need to talk to, generally. Those are the people who did the first American Revolution. Please don't send me an email about church and all the evil Christians. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know what they did in this country? They did a miracle what nobody thought could ever be done. They established where the kings and monarchs would not rule, that there was self-rule, that there was dignity within each person. Each person had endowment from God. Each person had rights unalienable, cannot be mitigated by the whim and choice of some retard sitting on a throne with a crown on his head. The real crown is on your head, placed there by you, by your creator. You are not a beast. You are not an animal. You are not a socialistic subject. But you are an unbelievable, magnificent creation and a co-partner with God, son and daughter of God and of the universe. And all the universe will bend not only to your will, but to your freedom if you are willing to stand for it. Right now, Donald Trump is in a life or death battle, not only probably for himself, but for the Republic of the United States. Is he perfect? I'm not even going to go there anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, it's self-defeating to even talk about it in that context anymore. Do you want people, chicken neck people like Schumer and Pelosi and Feinstein to rule over you? Is that what you want? You want their foot on your throat for the rest of your life? Where do you think this is going? You may say not think about you. Think about your children, where this is going. This is it. We are at the moment of crisis. And where will you lie on this side? We'll be back after this break. 4-minute break will conclude. Then we got Sheriff Matt coming up. A really good show today. Thank you for being here. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals?
Are you happy doing laundry with detergents?
Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So it could be with you. We're finishing up, and then we're having Richard Matt Corsi's running for representation. They're running for the government seat in Arizona. We really want to support him, so excited to hear what's going on with that. And then Tudor Dixon from the Student News, a really good program about getting students aware of free speech and what that means. And we're going to support her, have her on, and support that. Right now, the war is on for this 10%. Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied this up and down. I prayed about it. I thought about it. I for some reason, I have the ability sometimes to see these things and to be on this. There is a war, overarching course for our whole soul, for the New World Order, or the Declaration of Independence, what will rule out the Declaration of Independence because of our ignorance. Do 10% of America even know what the Bill of Rights really is, the Declaration of Independence? Do they know, or that idea? They have an idea of God, certainly much more than 10%, so we have that to work with. It's not enough to know and to realize what they do. I mean, think about how all the attitudes have changed. It's not, I've told you over and over again, we've talked about this. It's not an information war anymore. It's an idea war. It's a concept. It's a heart. It's a soul war. You have to be convicted in some ideal that's going to get you through. It's not so much that you're looking at, you know, Rudy Martinez and saying that's wrong, or you're looking at, you know, why is there no cancer treatment? Well, there'll never be a cancer treatment because there's too much money in it. Okay, that's wrong. It's not about looking at things and seeing how wrong they are and being aware of those things anymore. That is not going to win us this war. It's got us in the war. It's gotten us off the mat. Donald Trump is a manifestation of that. God bless Donald J. Trump. I mean, God bless him, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to put my name, I'm going to put everything online to just say, look, please, for the love of God, pray for that man that he can execute this plan that he has for America first to get us back. You know, maybe he'll diverge at some point. There's some things I don't agree with. But this is it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not when the Israelites came to the walls of Jericho. It's like us. We see this in the New World Order, and it seems so big, and we can't get it down. What did they do? They marched for 7 days around it. They marched in unison and the resonance of it. You know, even now, soldiers can't march in unison as they go across a bridge because they may knock the thing down. The resonance of it, the fervency of it, the energy of it, the vibration of it. They rested for 7 days. Then they stopped and blew the ram's horn and yelled and yelled and yelled in their anger and their everything against raids against it. Right now is the time to try men's souls, because the battle is, are you a beast or are you a child of God? Legally, spiritually, in every way, that is the battle. And every one of those things that we are seeing, they come down to the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the UN Charter on Human Rights, or whatever, fill in the blank. These walls are up there. That dam is up there. It is time right now for you to hold on to an ideal. And you become so convicted in it. Because once you believe what I've just told you in this show, I mean, convicted of it. I mean, really believe it. Really know it. Really feel it. Then when somebody comes up to you and says something contrary to you, what happens? It's like a real vaccination, right? This is a real vaccine, not this crap that they're pumping into our children and damaging them and hurting them and giving them the flu. That's a real, now you are vaccinated against tyranny because nobody can tell you different. Once we reach 10% of the population with this idea and this concept, all your family, all those you know, all those who you care about, we're going to make a copy of this show and everything I've said. We're going to make it a simple YouTube video. We're going to put it in an email blast. You need to please send it to everybody you know and to get this. The time is ripe. People are ripe. It is right here, right now. And as we march and march and pray and beg and fast and study and study and hold and hold and hold to that ideal, I promise you in the name of Almighty God that these walls will come down. All the universe will bend to liberty. It did once in this country, and it will again. Adam Schiff and the deep state, you know how bravado, they're saying, oh, remember that? I said, well, Trump's going to be out of there by December. Remember that? Remember those FBI people saying that? He's not, is he? Oh, he's going to lose. He'll never win. Oh, Trump will never be president. Oh, really? How'd that work? Do you think in your mind, it's not whether they think of you as a grasshopper, whether they think of you as cattle or not. What do you think of yourself? What is your concept of yourself? That is the $64,000 question, as I say. These walls are coming down. On the other side of it, the controllers want it to come down because they have something, a typhoon coming behind it, a tsunami. We want it to come down because the peaceful, tranquil lakefront, oceanfront property is what we want to establish in our republic again. And these people, things matter, like the NFL and the flag. And when you hear this in discussion and you're afraid to offend, do you know why it's such a big deal that the NFL would not make those people stand, even though they were employees? Because the flag stands for our republic. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag and for the republic and for which it stands, the republic for which it stands. All that matters is the republic. The Bill of Rights is more important than me. It's more important than you. The Declaration of Independence is the greatest achievement ever. Ever. Even if you Google something like that, even they'll agree with it. You'll get random, damn near atheists will even say that. It's the greatest achievement culturally ever. And what represents that magnificent accomplishment? What represents it? The flag for which it stands, that republic, the constitutional republic for the United States of America, where in it we are sovereigns, not subjects, sovereigns without subjects. Both. We're both of them. We are children of God, endowed by our Creator. Unmitigated, unalienable, untouchable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The spread of socialism, the spread of Darwinism weakened it. Socialism after, they go hand in hand. You are either a beast or you are a child of God. Every preacher, every person who calls himself a Christian, they need to analyze this and think about what I'm saying. I'm being very in your face right now. And I'm being very one way or another. I'm being very dogmatic because the time is short. Ladies and gentlemen, who's going to hit 10% first? Are we going to hit 10% of Rudy Martinez's? Or are we going to hit 10% of Thomas Jefferson's and people like that? What are we going to hit first in our society? Because that's the one that's going to spark like wildfire and it's going to run out. It's not enough to know that things are wrong. You have to know what to replace it with and what the idea, the anchor that you are going to hold on to is. The future of your nation, your children, and your soul, believe it or not, is at stake. And right now, we are in this fight. We are off the canvas, the American canvas. And everybody who dares to stand against our republic and disgrace it, as Rudy Martinez has, they can get their ass on that donkey and they can get the hell out of the country. They're worthless, ladies and gentlemen, to our future. Stay tuned. We'll listen to Sheriff Mac coming up after this break. So good to be with you. We're going to win. We are winning. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.